Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says the party is keen to see progress on Ngā Puhi's historic treaty settlement. The settlement process has languished over the past 3 years, as internal conflict within the iwi and uncertainty by the Crown about how to proceed stalled any momentum. The Northland-based List MP says the issue is one it has its eye on in coalition talks.
I mean, obviously the Ngā Puhi claim is a matter that remains outstanding. That's a priority for the North, and hopefully we'll have some opportunity to expedite the settlement of that in the event that we find the right sort of perch in the creation of a new government.
Shane Jones says many people in Te Tai Tokerau are concerned the $150 million Tupu Tonu Ngā Puhi Investment Fund isn't delivering the outcomes that were anticipated, and its governance may need a revamp. National Party leader Chris Luxon and ACT's David Seymour travelled to Wellington yesterday and then returned to Auckland as they attempted to set up three-way talks with Winston Peters. Gisborne's mayor hopes an influx of summer visitors will help struggling businesses and communities in Te Tai Rāwhiti after what's been a tough year of extreme weather. The region has been given more than $200 million to help it recover from the devastation and restore road and water infrastructure, with Māori tourism, hospitality and accommodation businesses heavily impacted. Reet Stoltz says it's been a monumental task to clean up forestry slash brought down by cyclones and floods.
So at this stage, the beaches are beautiful and clean. It's taken months to tidy it up. And fingers crossed, only sunshine come our way in the next few months. No extreme weather events. I know that we are looking at a dry, warm summer. So we are excited to welcome people to our region.
Reet Stoltz says many businesses have closed and wood processor Junkin Nisho is considering shutting its Gisborne mill with the loss of 80 jobs. The New Zealand Nurses Association National Student Chairperson says many student nurses will drop out if they don't get financial help, putting the health system under greater pressure. Shannon Bristow says a 2021 report by district health boards found nearly 1 in 3 students dropped out of nursing studies, and things may have gotten worse since then. A survey of 4,000 nursing student members this year found daily financial costs are crippling, especially for many older Māori and Pacifica students.
This is ultimately because a lot of those whānau go into study later on in their life after they've had children or after they've had another career. And we have to look at the fact that the cost of living has gone up so significantly, the cost of petrol, the cost of food, rent, power.
Shannon Bristow says a good place to start would be paying student nurses something for the 40 hours a week of on-site practice they must do as part of their studies. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!